Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Tom Ackerman. Welcome back to KMOX, and what a treat to be joined by Jim Thome. The Hall of Famer is going to be at the Musial Awards on Saturday night at Stiefel Theater. As a matter of fact, he is receiving one of the top honors. The Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship will go to Jim Thome. First of all, great to have you on KMOX. How are you?
Well, I am great, Tom. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, I've done the rounds this week and have talked to a lot of the St. Louis media. We are so excited to, come to St. Louis and be a part of this great event. I got to tell you, doing a little bit of research on the Stan Musial event, it's just so incredible, and to be invited and to be honored in that regard. Any time I think you can be associated with Mr. Musial is just such an honor. We're so thrilled, so excited, and really look forward to coming in this weekend.
What does that name mean to you, Stan Musial?
Well, so many things. I think just, the way he conducted himself, the way he put, let's start with the player. The player was obviously one of the greatest of all time. I mean, you look at his numbers are absolutely incredible. I mean, he had 1,815 hits on the road and at home. I think his lifetime average is .331. He was, I think, 25 home runs short of .500. He hit 17 home runs. A lot of people may not know this, but he had 17 home runs against Warren Spahn, one of the greatest lefties of all time. So the stats go on and on. And watching his swing and kind of, working at the network, I've seen Stan swing a little bit on the clips, and just such a pretty left-handed, pure kind of swing. But the man himself, I think, speaks in such high regard. Anybody you ever talk to in the game that is just has either met him or been associated with him has just, had nothing but great things to say. And, again, when they had asked me about this or said that I was could be honored as, with this award, I mean, I couldn't answer yes more quickly. It was so exciting and so much fun to be have your name associated with Stan, because he is so beloved not only in the St. Louis area but also around baseball. We're really excited to come in and hang out and just be a part of this great event.
Well, really, really excited to have you, the Peoria, Illinois native Jim Thome, with us on KMOX, the home of the Cardinals. And like Stan Musial, you played 22 seasons in the big leagues. You played for a number of clubs, and really every stop, people said the same things about you. Great teammate, great person. Many times that I've been around you and I've seen you talk to players, both teammates and opponents, but also the way you handle the media. And look, I know that there is often a barrier between media, players, managers, et cetera. But, let's say most recently, just watching you handle questions in Cooperstown and talk to the media there until the last person left that room was really just a testament to you.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot. And I guess being in the media now a little bit with my job with the network, you understand that everyone has a job to do, and it's about, I think, having good balance and understanding that this is a part of, I think, what puts baseball out there is our reporters, our beat writers, our analysts, our newscasters, and I think it's what promotes our great game. So, I think, again, all in balance, but there are so many, I will say this, there are so many role models in the game that do the same thing. And to be considered a part of someone that does that is a great thing. I mean, hopefully you can pass that torch down to the guys that maybe will go on and do that in their careers as well. So I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
What a career you had, a slugger and a tremendous presence at the plate. You were one of five players in Major League history with at least 500 home runs, 1,500 runs scored, 1,600 RBIs, and 1,700 walks. You talk about stats to throw out. Also, you have 13 walk-off home runs. That's more than any other player in big league history. That aforementioned group that you were in, the other four, Barry Bonds, Mel Ott, Babe Ruth and Ted Williams. That's some company right there.
It is. It absolutely is. And you can't ever, I think when you start playing the game, you don't ever look and say, okay, you're going to do this, or I'm going to have these numbers, or this is going to happen. I think what happens is you continue the grind, you continue the process. And if you're fortunate to play a lot of years, which I was, and understand that up and down grind of what it takes, I guess, to once you find your swing, how do you keep it? And then if you don't have your swing, what's the right amount of work and how do you find it? That was always the challenge for me, was once I felt like I found it, being a guy that obviously struck out, swung and missed, I always wanted to keep that happy balance of, okay, how do I keep this and how do I withstand, you know, will this last for 5 to 8 days, sometimes 10 days? But then it's just, it'll go back to, you know, the other way as well, where you got to work just as hard to get back to that area.
Hall of Famer Jim Thome is this year's recipient of the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship at the Musial Awards, which are all about sportsmanship, this Saturday at the Stiefel Theater in St. Louis. Peoria is a blue-collar, tough town with great sports, and you had to be tough to compete in sports in that town. Didn't you, Jim? And did that benefit you throughout your entire career?
You know what? It did, actually. And I, you know, speaking of Peoria, I think everyone knows about the high school basketball around the Peoria area, Peoria Manual, Peoria Central. I went to Bartonville Limestone, but kind of grew up down near the area of Manual High School. And one of the things you learn quickly was, you know, is to be, like you're saying, be tough. You know, it makes you compete. It makes you want to be a good competitor. And all those great, from my childhood on through high school, playing in open gyms, playing baseball in fields where we would get, you know, we'd get a team and then another group would form a team. But those were the days that I felt like you learned the game. And we just loved playing, whether it was basketball, baseball. But ultimately, we had a lot of respect for each other. But we also wanted to compete and show everyone that, hey, I belong here. And I feel like maybe that helped me at a young age then be a competitor as I got into, obviously, the minor leagues and then, you know, throughout the big league, my big league career.
You've also helped many charities throughout the major leagues and all of your stops, and certainly right there in Peoria and throughout Illinois.
Yeah.
Jim, the importance of community and kids today who are growing up playing the game, what sort of advice would you pass along to them? And by the way, not only are kids listening to this right now, but coaches and parents around the country.
Well, I will say this. I was very, and I've been very fortunate to have my parents. My lovely wife, Andrea, has been a big part over my career in helping set the foundation. So the number one thing for me is, and you see guys doing it today. Anthony Rizzo does a wonderful job with it around the Chicago area. I'm sure there's a few of the Cardinal guys that do the same thing around St. Louis. But the player has to establish the relationship with where they want to do their charities and who they want to work with. And then you have to form a group with your parents, with your wife, with friends, with the organizations, the Children's Hospital of Peoria, the Children's Home and Aid in Chicago, the Therapeutic Writing Center in Cleveland. I mean, the list goes on. But for me, what I realized, Tom, it wasn't about me. It was more than just the player. It was about us, and I say us and we, coming together and forming this group, and to try to make kids laugh or kids smile. When you would go to a hospital and visit a kid, spend the extra 2 minutes or 3 minutes and truly, when you look in their eye, you understand that, gosh, you're really making them happy. And I feel so blessed that I was able to be around great people that helped guide me in that direction and still do today. I feel like you can always learn. You can always want to get better and listen to, you know, the organizations and your wife and your, you know, unfortunately, my mom is no longer around, but I really relied on my mother a lot to help guide me in that direction, because I was playing baseball during the course of the year for so many months, and it was a fabulous thing. When I was blessed to win the Roberto Clemente Award, that was more than just me. That was an award for all of us, and I felt very proud of that.
And it really carried you through your career as a player, I'm certain. It helped you become a great player, knowing that you were doing all of those things in so many different areas. And look where it took you. I mean, it took you to Cooperstown. You were in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I told you this off the air, but I saw you at the Otisaga Hotel on a beautiful afternoon. You're out there with your family, enjoying lunch, looking out over the lake. And I thought, I wonder what's going through his mind right now, one day or a couple days before he gives that big speech. What a weekend that was.
It was absolutely the best weekend I've ever been a part of. I mean, and to sit back and to watch my dad and watch my kids and watch my brothers and sisters and friends from Peoria, guys I played with from Minnesota to Philly to Chicago, you know, and I'm sure they were on the other side looking out at me and wondering what I was feeling. But from my view, I really tried to embrace everything that was involved. From we talked, you know, before I came on about, you know, embracing the porch, you know, at the Otisaga, you know, and when Ozzie Smith or when Dave Winfield or Eddie Murray walks in, you know, just really getting Johnny Bench. I mean, the list goes on, and embracing that special moment. And the best part is you get to do it every year. You get to go back and be a part of this great fraternity that I've been so blessed to be a part of. And I never was in college. I never was in a fraternity. So to say that I'm now a part of this one is just so great and so humbling. And I'm proud and honored to be a part of it.
Well, we can't wait to see you on stage at Stiefel Theater for the Musial Awards. You'll receive the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship on Saturday. I believe there are still a couple of tickets left, but last I heard, they were very close to capacity. It's going to make for a great event. You will never forget it. I'm certain of that. If you want to check to see if there are any tickets left, I'd go to musialawards.com right away and see if you can snag a couple. Jim Thome currently is an analyst with MLB Network. He is a Hall of Famer, and he is the recipient of that great award on Saturday, and it's always good to have you on KMOX Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. We look forward to coming down to St. Louis, and we got some friends coming to this event, and just being a part of this great thing that they've been able to do for many years. It'll be really fun. Thank you.
Outstanding. We appreciate it. Have a great one. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Tom.
There's Hall of Famer Jim Thome. I'm Tom Ackerman. We're back after this on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.